From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Nice for me, Amanda, to accompany you for the next 60 minutes in our program, and we are going to present you some information as well as Indonesian songs. Let's start with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Governor of Aceh visits Abu Dhabi to discuss investment with United Arab Emirates. Indonesia's communicable disease hospital start construction. Now the news in detail. Acting Governor of Aceh, Nova Iransyah, visited the United Arab Emirates recently in a bid to discuss the realization of the United Arab Emirates investment in Aceh in the sectors of tourism, property, infrastructure development, and energy. It was remarked by Nova Iransyah in a press statement received by Antara in Banda Aceh on Sunday, March 8. Nova Iransyah explained that in his working visit to United Arab Emirates, he had a courtesy call on the United Arab Emirates Minister of Energy and Industry, Mohammed Faraj Al-Mazouri, to highlight the progress of United Arab Emirates investment in Aceh. Nova Iransyah was accompanied by Indonesian ambassador to the country, Husin Bagis. The two parties talk about the achievements of United Arab Emirates investment in Indonesia and Aceh in the field of energy. For example, the Muda Bala Petroleum, which had invested in the sector of oil and Malacca region, Andaman 2 and Andaman 1, and in other areas across Indonesia. Following the direct order from President Joko Widodo, head of Riau Islands Center for Settlement Infrastructure, Albert Reynaldo announced that the construction of a hospital specifically built to treat communicable diseases has started at Riau Islands Galang Island, Batam City. The sub-agency of the Public Works and Public Housing Ministry's Directorate General announced that the land at the island has been cleared and awaits for the next phase, land maturation. The hospital is set on 7 to 8 hectares over the land formerly used as Camp Vietnam, but did not reveal plans as what would be done on the old hospitality facility that remains in the location. As of now, a hospital and house of worship reminiscent of the island's older facilities remain. President Joko Widodo previously ordered for the construction of a hospital in an isolated location to specially treat patients with highly infectious diseases such as the current COVID-19 coronavirus global outbreak that originated from China's province of Wuhan. Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte announced that he would take several steps to anticipate the development of the coronavirus COVID-19 in the country. This step was taken after the number of cases of coronavirus COVID-19 in Italy was reported at 5,883 on Saturday. The announcement he made on Sunday included closing access to a number of cities and territories in Italy. The new regulation also includes a ban on entering or leaving Lombardy, a number of provinces, and 19 other territories. In his announcement, Giuseppe Conte, as quoted as saying by The Guardian, noted that the government would restrict all activities except those which were very important.
Ci sarà il vincolo di evitare ogni spostamento, vincolo per tutte le persone fisiche.
There will be an obligation to avoid any movement of people who are either entering or leaving this area. And even within the areas, movement will occur only for essential work or health reasons. All events are organized in both public and private spaces, along with recreational, cultural, sport, religious, and fair events will be suspended. We will also suspend all events in cinemas, theaters, pubs, dance schools, arcades, betting shops, bingos, and nightclubs. We can no longer afford the gatherings of people in these areas. Furthermore, Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte said schools and universities are closed. Apart from distance learning, including wedding parties and funerals, all had been suspended. Meanwhile, cafes and restaurants are allowed to remain open from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., as long as the owners can ensure safety distance between people of at least 1 meter. Restaurants and cafes will be closed if the conditions are violated. Giuseppe added that his country was facing a national emergency. He said Italy had been on guard from the start and would take this situation seriously. North Korea has launched at least 3 projectiles into the Sea of Japan, Yonhap News Agency reported on Monday, citing the South Korean Joint Chiefs of Staff, JCS. The projectiles were launched from the eastern town of Sondok in North Korea's South Hamgyong Province, according to the JCS. Japan suspects that the launch rockets were ballistic missiles, Kyodo News reported. The missiles did not reach Japan's exclusive economic zone. A week ago, North Korea fired 2 unidentified projectiles into the Sea of Japan, the South Korean military said. The projectiles flew 240 kilometers or 150 miles at a maximum altitude of 35 kilometers or 21 miles. It was the first missile test by Pyongyang in 2020. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un announced earlier in his New Year's Day message that the DPRK would demonstrate a new strategic weapon in the near future, Yonhap said. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Equity markets collapsed Monday as the rapidly spreading coronavirus fans fears over the global economy, while a crash in oil prices added to the panic, with energy firms taking a hammering. As the deadly disease claims more lives around the world, dealers are fleeing out of riskier assets and into safe havens, sending gold and the yen surging and pushing U.S. Treasury yields to new record lows. While governments and central banks have unleashed or prepared to roll out stimulus measures, the spread of COVID-19 is putting a huge strain on economies and stoking concerns of a worldwide recession. Trading floors were a sea of red and a punishing start to the day, with Tokyo and Sydney plunging around 6%, while Hong Kong shed 4%. Singapore, Seoul, and Wellington were more than 3% down, while Shanghai, Taipei, and Jakarta shed at least 2%. Several embassies in North Korea closed Monday as many diplomats were flown out following weeks of tight quarantine restrictions imposed by Pyongyang over the spread of the novel coronavirus. North Korea has not confirmed a single infection, but has imposed strict rules, including closing its borders and putting thousands of its own people into isolation. It has also subjected hundreds of foreigners, including diplomats, to a virtual lockdown in their own premises. Russian Ambassador Alexander Matsigora described the conditions as morally crushing. Those restrictions were finally eased last week, after more than a month, when more than 200 foreigners were allowed to leave their compounds. Monday's evacuation comes after reports that a special flight was being arranged to fly diplomats and other foreigners from Pyongyang to the Russian city of Vladivostok. The last item. Startup companies initiated by millennial generation in Indonesia have explored the potential of solar power plants in Indonesia. The development of solar energy business in Indonesia can be seen through the launching of various new startup companies in the sector of solar energy, ranging from small-scale business to factories. Head of Communication, Public Information and Cooperation Bureau at the Indonesian Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources, Agung Pribadi, in Jakarta on Sunday, March 8, said that the abundant potential of renewable energy is one of the factors for business actors to develop energy companies. The head of the Information Bureau further explained that the utilization of renewable energy is only 2.1% of the total renewable energy potential, amounting to 400 gigawatts. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Today's commentary is on understanding women's equalities and rights. Gender equalities are human rights, which means that women have the same rights as men to live in dignity, freedom from fear, and freedom to make choices about life. Unfortunately, until now, especially in traditional societies, women are often regarded as weak human beings and only become complementary figures. Moreover, there is a mindset that says that the role of women is limited to working in the kitchen and taking care of the family. Indonesia has enacted various laws to protect women from violence. The government, through the Ministry of Women's Empowerment and Child Protection, has regulated women's rights and gender equalities, namely rights in employment, health, education, marriage, and family, as well as public and political life. However, violence against women and discrimination and gender disparities still occur in the labor market, such as the discriminatory practice in accepting and promoting employees on a gender basis. In addition, women trafficking and prostitution also pose a serious threat to Indonesian women, especially those who are poor and less educated. Quoted from the UN Women App website, in her remarks commemorating the International Women's Day, which fell on March 8, Executive Director of United Nations Women, Pumzile Mlambo Ngcuka, said that until now, gender equality has not yet been realized. However, according to UN Women data, there have been some positive changes, such as the maternal mortality rate, which has dropped 38% since 2000. Besides, 131 countries have supported the elimination of gender discrimination. Laws governing discrimination against women have been institutionalized in many countries over the past 25 years, and more than three-quarters of the world have laws against violence in the household. Moreover, the number of girls in school is now more than before. Gender equalities and equal rights do not mean that women absolutely must be equal to men, because basically men and women are born physically different. Generally, women will not be ready if they have to bear the heavy burden of earning a living that is usually borne by men, especially those involving physical strength. Or conversely, men will have difficulties if they have to take care of the household every day and educate children. This responsibility requires not only physical strength, but also gentleness and patience. This is something that is usually owned by women in nature. Indeed, women and men are different, but there is no discrimination against each other. What is needed here is mutual respect for the rights and obligation between men and women. Happy Women's Day! That was commentary over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Our regular program Today in History starts from an event on March the 9th, 1978, when Jagorawi Toll Road, the first toll road in Indonesia, was inaugurated. Jagorawi Toll, or freeway, is the first toll road in Indonesia, which began to be built in 1973, connecting Jakarta, Bogor, Ciawi, or also known as Jagorawi. The toll road, approximately 50 kilometers long, was inaugurated by President Suharto on March 9, 1978. When being inaugurated, the toll road reached from Jakarta to Citerum.
Thank you.
The next event is that in 2011, Discovery landed for the first time. Spacecraft Discovery succeeded to return to the Earth on March the 9th, 2011 at 11:57 p.m. of West Indonesian time. It landed at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Six astronauts led by Steve Lindsay and two spacewalkers, Steve Bowen and Al Drew, took part in the last mission of the Discovery. The spacecraft accomplished the last mission successfully. It broke a record with 39 missions of spaceflight, 148 million miles of trip, 5,830 times orbiting the Earth, and 3,650 of 1 year on space. The last event is that in 2013, it is commemorated as National Music Day. The National Music Day is commemorated every March the 9th, and the goals of the National Music Day are to boost people's appreciation on the national music, to improve self-confidence and motivation of Indonesian musical players, and to enhance the achievement of national, regional, and international level. With these reasons, in every commemoration of the National Music Day, there are often awards presented for national musical players, both the living and the deceased. So March the 9th is also chosen as National Music Day because it is coincided with the birth of the composer of the Indonesian anthem, Indonesia Raya, Wage Rudolf Supratman. The National Music Day was inaugurated in 2013 by the 6th President of Indonesia, Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, through a Presidential Decree No. 10, 2013. That was Today in History.
Sudah terlalu lama sendiri, sudah terlalu lama aku asik sendiri. Lama tak ada yang menemani rasanya. Pagi ke malam hari tak pernah terlintas di hati. Bahkan di saat sendiri aku tak pernah merasa sepi. Sampai akhirnya ku sadari aku tak bisa terus begini. Aku harus berusaha, tapi mulai dari mana? Sudah terlalu lama sendiri, sudah terlalu lama aku asik sendiri. Lama tak ada yang menemani rasanya. Sudah terlalu asik sendiri, sudah terlalu asik dengan duniaku sendiri. Lama tak ada yang menemani rasanya. Oh. Teman-temanku berkata yang kau cari seperti apa. Ku hanya bisa tertawa, nanti pasti ada waktunya. Oh, walau jauh di lubuk hati, aku tak ingin terus begini. Aku harus berusaha, tapi mulai dari mana? Sudah terlalu lama sendiri, sudah terlalu lama aku asik sendiri. Lama tak ada yang menemani rasanya. Sudah terlalu asik sendiri, sudah terlalu asik dengan duniaku sendiri. Mata ada yang menemani rasanya. Bukan tanpa nyali, sadar aku begini.
apa yang di depan mata tak seperti yang engkau kira. Ah, oh bahwa sesungguhnya pintu hati menunggu terbuka. Sendiri, lama tak ada yang menemani rasanya. Jauh di lubuk hati, aku tak ingin sendiri.
You've just listened to a song by Kunto Aji, entitled Terlalu Lama Sendiri, and you're still with us in Voice of Indonesia. For the next one, we are going to give you our program, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Indonesia increases automotive industry. The Ministry of Industry continues to encourage the automotive industry, including commercial vehicles, to be more productive and innovative and able to compete at the global level. Minister of Industry Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita stated this at the opening of the Gaikindo Indonesia International Commercial Vehicle Expo or GII Comvec 2020 Trade Exhibition in Jakarta on Thursday, March the 5th. He expressed his appreciation to the Indonesian Automotive Industry Association or Gaikindo, which organized the trade exhibition from March the 5th to 8th at the Jakarta Convention Center with a business-to-business concept to showcase the latest and superior products from the commercial and supporting vehicle industry. Agus Gumiwang added, the exhibition is a form of Gaikindo's commitment to encourage the automotive industry, especially the commercial vehicle industry. Indonesia must be optimistic in developing the industrial sector amid the pressure of the current global economic conditions and the Corona COVID-19 epidemic. Minister Agus said, GII Comvec 2020 became a momentum in showing the confidence of national industry players. The industry minister said that he would improve the performance of the commercial vehicle industry this year. Moreover, the automotive industry is one of the 5 manufacturing sectors that receive development priority in readiness to enter Industry 4.0 according to the Making Indonesia 4.0 roadmap. Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita believes the automotive industry has a major contribution to reduce the trade balance deficit through increased export. Throughout 2019, shipments of 4-wheeled or more motorized vehicle showed a positive trend. The Ministry of Industry also expressed his appreciation to the domestic commercial vehicle industry players for their participation and support for the mandatory biodiesel or B30 policy launched by President Joko Widodo in December 2019. Therefore, the program will have a multiplier effect on the national economy. Meanwhile, Gaikindo chairperson Johannes Nangol hopes GII Comvec 2020 would be the right place to provide impetus needed by the commercial vehicle industry earlier this year with the presence of the latest innovations from industry in the country. He added, for the domestic market this year, Gaikindo set a sales target of 1,030,000 units. Well, that was my Indonesia today on Indonesia increases automotive industry. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta from Indonesia to the world.
Pasti rela untuk melepasmu, walau ku tahu ku kan terluka. Jikalau semua berbeda, kau bukanlah orang yang kupuja. mencintaimu, melebihi cintaku padamu. Aku pasti rela untuk melepasmu, walau ku tahu ku kan terluka. Jikalau semua berbeda, kau bukanlah orang yang kupuja, tetapi hatiku telah memilih.
Just listen to a song by Astrid entitled Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua, and you're still with us in our program. Don't forget, after this we are going to take you to visit Kangean Island in our program Indonesian Wonder.
Voice of Indonesia.
Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today I'm going to introduce you Kangean Island in East Java. Kangean Islands are located in the eastern part of Madura Island, East Java Province. The islands consist of several provinces, Kangean, Sapakean, Seibus, and Mambrut Islands. Kangean Islands cover an area of 487 square kilometers. Although the islands enter in the area of Sumenep Regency on Madura Island and also located in the northern part of Bali Island, there are some differences among Kangean, Madura, and Bali. Kangean people mention themselves as Kangean people whose language is different from Madurese and Balinese languages. Kangean Islands have beautiful beach with undersea panorama. Various kinds of fish color the sea nature. On the islands, there are beautiful coral reefs. Because of the beauty, Kangean Islands used to be recorded as place of the best fifth coral reef in Indonesia. You can rent a boat to go around the islands. Usually, the ship's captain also serves as a guide. Thank you. Listeners, if you want to travel to Kangean Islands by public transportation from Surabaya, you have to take the route from Bungurais Terminal to Sumenep Terminal. It takes around 4 hours. Then, from Sumenep Terminal, you must rent public transportation to Kaliangat Seaport. Arriving at the Kaliangat Seaport, you must go by speedboat to cross the Kangean around 4 to 5 hours. That was our segment, Indonesian Wonder, featuring Kangean Island in East Java. Tomorrow we will meet again with other interesting topics. That was Indonesian Wonder.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Hidup ini sangat berarti.
just listened to a song by Ran entitled Nyanyian Harapan, and for the next one, we are going to take you to learn Indonesian language in our program Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio. We introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it in a conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language and Book Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Biaya Sewa Kamar in the Course, in English, Cost of Boarding House. Listen to this conversation about biaya sewa kamar in the course, which means cost of boarding house. Kevin asked the housekeeper about the cost of boarding house rooms.
Berapa biaya sewa kamar di sini?
Mau kamar yang mana?
Yang ada kamar mandi di dalam berapa?
1.100.000 rupiah.
Kalau yang kamar mandi di luar berapa?
800.000 rupiah. Mau yang mana?
Saya ambil yang kamar mandi di dalam saja deh.
Oke.
Now I'm going to introduce the vocabularies and expressions related to the topic today. I will say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Berapa, which means how much. Biaya sewa, which means rental cost. Kamar mandi di dalam. Bathroom is inside. Kamar mandi di luar. Bathroom is outside. Yang mana, which means which one. Berapa biaya sewa kamar di sini? Berapa biaya sewa kamar di sini? Which means how much does it cost for a room here? Mau kamar yang mana? Mau kamar yang mana? Which means which room do you want? Yang ada kamar mandi di dalam berapa? Yang ada kamar mandi di dalam berapa? Which means how much does the cost for room with bathroom inside? Saya ambil yang kamar mandi di dalam saja. Saya ambil yang kamar mandi di dalam saja, which means I take the room with bathroom inside. In the conversation, Kevin asked the housekeeper, "Berapa biaya sewa kamar di sini?" Which means, how much does the cost for a room here? The question uses the word berapa in English, how much. The word berapa is usually used if you want to ask about price. For example, berapa biaya sewa kamar di sini? Which means, how much does the cost for a room here? In responding the question, it is usually followed by another question to ask for choice of rooms with an expression, mau kamar yang mana, which means which room do you want. In the conversation, the housekeeper of boarding house answers by mentioning the cost of the room, such as 1.100.000 rupiah, which means 1.100.000 rupiah. The housekeeper also asks Kevin about the room he chooses by saying, mau kamar yang mana, which means, which room do you want? This expression is used to ask about the room choice. Besides being used to ask about price, the word berapa, which means how much, which is used to ask about amount of money. For example, berapa banyak kamar di sini? Berapa banyak kamar di sini? Which means how many rooms are available here? Berapa orang yang in the course di sini? Berapa orang yang in the course di sini? Which means how many people are boarding here? Listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Berapa biaya sewa kamar di sini?
Mau kamar yang mana?
Yang ada kamar mandi di dalam berapa?
1.100.000 rupiah.
Kalau yang kamar mandi di luar berapa?
800.000 rupiah. Mau yang mana?
Saya ambil yang kamar mandi di dalam saja deh.
Oke.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you next week with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa!
Listener, you've just listened to a song by Soundwave, Cinta Kita. And after this, let's listen to another Indonesian music in our program, Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. In today's edition, we will present a Kroncong song entitled Taman Laut, which describes the beauty and the wealth of undersea in Indonesia. As an archipelagic country, Indonesia has a lot of beautiful sceneries of undersea, which can amaze tourists. The songwriter of Taman Laut will be able to present the beauty of scenery of Indonesia's undersea to someone who listens to the song. Its cheerful rhythm makes the song more enjoyable. Listener, let's listen to Novita Indri in the Kroncong song, Taman Laut. Enjoy the song.
Of Indonesia. Thank you.
Mandang Kau datang dengan sejuta pesonamu. Kau buatku terpaku saat kau tersenyum. Sesaat waktu berhenti saat kau langkahkan kaki. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, beauty is you. Bibirku membeku tak dapat berkata, karena cantik parasmu sungguh tiada celah.
Listener, thank you very much for joining our broadcast. After this, we still have a lot of information in our language program, so make sure to keep listening to Voice of Indonesia and also send us your criticism or feedback to our email address voi@voinews.id. Have a nice day.